Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're back. Mark Sid Reese, happy Tuesday. As we will continue on with this Eagles conversation, hang tight, but a lot of 76ers fans were looking to get saved this offseason by a star player deciding he wanted to come play in Philadelphia. And that star player with a lot of people was Bradley Beal. Unfortunately, that may not be happening. Now, this is something that he said. He said that he confirmed reports from earlier this offseason that he plans on resigning with the Wizards. He said, "I enjoy being in D.C. I enjoy being on this team. The injury also gave me a mental break, a time to evaluate my life, and I haven't changed my mindset."
Wow.
"Surgery was good. Recovery went well. Had no issues." So he had said before, "I don't want to leave D.C., and he's saying it now. So, I mean, if you're gonna start saying something, he wants to resign, and maybe he just wants to get the five-year max, and then if it doesn't work out, he can just ask to be traded, which is possible. That doesn't help the Sixers now.
Yeah, it doesn't help us now. And it actually gives James Harden more power.
Yep.
So we're screwed. I mean, that's not good news. Yeah, that's not good news. No. Yeah, that's not good news. Even if Daryl Morey was looking to add Bradley Beal to the equation here, as been reported, with James Harden here, like running his team back, virtually the same team.
Yeah, can I tell you?
Yeah, that's not good.
Nope.
Yeah, Bradley Beal saying he wants to go back. That's not good.
Yeah, so you're going to come back, like you said, run it back, and then it's going to be, well, James didn't get a chance to get in shape and didn't wasn't a full year, and now he's much, you know, knows the offense and chemistry and all that other stuff.
Yeah, that's what everybody will tell themselves.
And then we'll be yelling and screaming after he has a terrible game.
I guess I won't be.
Oh, so it'll just get to the point where people are like, yeah,
I don't have any expectations with James Harden. Why would I be upset he didn't play well? Sixers decide they want to sign him to a long-term deal. That's where I'll have my outburst. Him picking up a one-year deal, I mean, he always had the ability to do that. So that's nothing we can control that there. But the Sixers giving him an extension for 3 or 4 more years after that? Yeah, that's where we're going to be in
trouble.
That's where
we're going Yeah,
that's where we're going to be in trouble. And that also makes me think that the whole Doc leaving and Mike D'Antoni coming in here being a legitimate thing, because that's James Harden's coach.
Right.
So get ready, Sixers fans, to have that. That's what we're – how else can we change the roster? So I mean, how do you change this roster to be better than the Boston Celtics, the Miami Heat, Brooklyn's coming back next year, Milwaukee's coming back next year? Like, how are you better than those guys when Harden is a year older?
You're not. And if you bring in D'Antoni, who's going to try to run the offense and everything through Harden, you're going to make Embiid mad as hell.
Yeah, well, I just want to see how that's going to work when Embiid's used to having all the touches and scoring all the points. I just wonder how that's going to work in D'Antoni's offense, which it's never been that way. That's never been his offense where he centered it around a center. It's always been a guard-centric offense.
Yeah.
So I don't even know if you want him as your coach.
Oh, I don't. I don't. But that's like it feels like that could be definitely a possibility if Doc does get out of here.
Yeah.
You bring him in here, and it's such a Daryl Morey hire too. You're bringing a big name. He knows him. He's already been his boss before.
Yeah. See, awesome. to me, the Bradley Beal thing is deflating because now you're saying, as a Sixers fan, what do I have to get excited over this summer? James Harden opting into his deal, or the Sixers giving him a max extension? You think when James Harden sees that Bradley Beal may sign for $250 million, what do you think he's going to say? Yeah, I'll play for $25 million a year. No, that ain't what he's going to say. He's going to say, I want that. That's what I want. That's what I came here to get.
Yep. Or he's going to go out there and look to see if there's a sucker team that
wants
to give him
that money.
Yep.
That's what I worry about, man. That's what I worry about, that we are about to get raked over the coals, brother. And Embiid is going to be the one right there in the middle, just sitting back. And
he's going to be mad.
Yeah.
And he's going to be like, well, what the bleep? What am I supposed to do? And then he's gonna talk publicly to make people mad because he's talking about it. But really, like, they got to figure this out, and they got to figure it out now.
I just don't know how they become any closer to being a title team. I mean, if you're telling me just bringing the same team back, okay, I'll just wait the next spring to watch them. Like, I know they can make the playoffs. What else do I need to get excited about? They're not going to give Embiid the MVP. I don't need to worry about that anymore.
I just wait.
You know what I'm saying, though? You're waiting until the postseason because that's the only thing that matters.
Yep. Yeah,
that's really the only thing that matters.
It's hurry up to the second round of the playoffs, essentially. Yep. It is.
Unless you give me something to get excited about, I was hoping for a Bradley Beal summer. So now I got some newfound energy for the Sixers. But if you're telling me we're just going to run it back with the same squad, okay, I'll see you guys March then.
Yeah, you can sell Beal, Harden, and Embiid.
Yes.
And then really we're thinking Beal and Embiid and Harden can now be a point guard, and that's not a bad thing.
Yes. Yes. Just running the same team. Oh, especially if they bring Doc back. I'm really out till March.
Why? You don't have faith in Doc figuring this whole thing out?
No.
I will only tune in when Howard is at the press conference. Yeah.
Well, don't worry. They'll be able to trade Tobias and a first to get off that contract for something, I'm sure. That's going to be their big move this offseason, getting off
Tobias. To trade Tobias Harris. Yeah. To trade our third best player.
Yeah.
Yeah, for what?
I don't know.
No, exactly. Like, because you got to make your team better. Yeah. You just can't try to say, "Oh, get Tobias out of here."
And who's taking on Tobias is $70 million.
Let me check. Somebody that's going to give you equally bad contracts back in return, because they feel like they just need it. I mean, you may have it where it's like, hey, you're getting not a bad player, and you're trading away Tobias Harris, who's not a bad player.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean it's going to work.
Right.
And it doesn't mean it's going to matter. I mean, that's really the thing. Like, what moves can you actually make that will matter? When, like you said, fast forward to the playoffs. I mean, Maxey taking the next step to being this great player.
I guess, yeah.
Using Maxey in a trade to get a veteran player that is forcing his way out.
The crazy thing about that is this town will flip.
Yeah.
Yeah, unless you were trading Maxey for Dame Lillard or somebody, like, this town would flip if you traded Tyrese Maxey.
Yeah, and I don't think the Sixers will, but I don't think
– I would for the right star.
Yeah, me too.
Would you trade him for Donovan Mitchell?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm with you there. I'm trying to see the bar that I need to clear. Because some people, I'm like Devin Booker. I don't know. Yeah, you would trade for Devin Booker.
Yeah, what else do they need? Thibault? I know the Sixers want to trade Thibault now, so what does that matter?
Yeah, why now? Like, he actually had value.
Because his value's lower.
He's saying, why do you want to trade him now? You're not getting more. Yeah.
Which just makes it frustrating. Like, at the deadline, they probably could have got something that would have helped this team more than Thibault did.
Well, we didn't have a defender.
Yeah, I know. And he still ended up being second team all defense.
I mean, that's what he is. He's all defensive player, all lead defender.
Yep. But they can't keep him on the floor because he can't score. He won't shoot.
It's true. Well, his scoring shouldn't be important if the point guard would actually do some.
Yeah.
Like, think about this. We got Joel Embiid, who led the league in scoring, averaging over 30 points a game. James Harden, who has over 20,000 points in his career. You got Tyrese Maxey, who's averaging nearly 18 points coming off the bench. And you got Tobias.
Tobias averaging 18.
Yeah.
So.
And we're talking about Matisse Thybulle needs to score more points.
That's a good. That is a good point.
Would you trade Maxey for Paul George?
Yes.
I wonder if the Clippers maybe. Look
so Mike, you can't bring him in here with Doc. That's a problem. That's right.
Well, we'll trade Doc, too.
We're trading Doc.
Yes.
He's yeah, a part of the trade Doc package. Too. Yeah,
if you got Doc out of here, it'd be worth the risk.
So we're saying Maxey and Tobias, because the contracts have to match it.
Right. Yeah, Tobias back to the Clippers.
Yeah.
Just where he wanted to be.
Well, Kawhi probably could.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah.
Paul George, for sure. And Paul George is a two-way player.
Yeah.
To have James Harden, Paul George, and Joel Embiid, yeah.
Yeah, I would take my,
yeah,
I'd take my chances
I'd
with
it,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because quite frankly, Maxey is more of a future thing. Because everybody's like, okay, I want to have this player for the long run. All I really care about is the title.
Yeah.
So if you get me the title, I'm willing to sacrifice the young player and I'll root for him wherever he's at when we're celebrating down Broad Street. Right? So, yeah, you're bringing me a known player, a veteran, multiple All-Stars, all that type of stuff in here to play with Embiid and James Harden. Yeah, I'm all in.
Yeah, if you didn't have Embiid, you wouldn't even think about doing it. If you were a team that was just trying to get into the playoffs
right.
and competing,
you
wouldn't
do
it.
Oh,
yeah, you want Maxey long term.
Yeah.
I don't want to say he's a luxury for a team like this, but like you're
because they certainly need him.
They do.
But to me, because I don't want people getting upset about this. I know we love Tyrese Maxey, but he's not untouchable to me.
Not for the right player.
Yeah, for the right player. Yeah, I'll trade Tyrese Maxey.
LaVine, like, would you trade him for LaVine?
Ooh, Zach LaVine. Yeah.
Get excited.
I like Zach LaVine.
Oh,
tall, athletic wing player.
Of course.
Yeah, I'd do it for Zach LaVine.
You'd do it for a lot of players. You would. And that's not saying anything about Tyrese Maxey.
You're
a lot
right.
of good players in the NBA.
Yep.
All right, some phone calls here. Let's go to Black Gritty from blackgritty.com. What's up, Black Gritty?
Let's bring way off P up in here and have another aging, injured, can't win in the playoffs guy on the roster. Sounds like a great idea. Yeah, way
I'm
off.
I'm just riffing.
Well, yeah. Well, listen, Bradley Beal's been
That's
injured. How are we going to improve the roster?
And secondly, don't you get all juiced up about LaVine. You yelled and laughed me off the radio when I told you I wanted to trade Ben Simmons for him 3 years ago.
Who did?
I was like,
me?
You did. I will pull up the tapes because you know.
Well, you have to because I trade Ben Simmons for a bag of balls. I can't believe I ever argued against that.
This was me with my foresight before he went out there in the playoffs and didn't shoot the ball. This is when he first started around talking about trading him. I was like, yo, go get me Zach LaVine. And he was like,
Zach LaVine probably wasn't as good back then.
Again, me seeing the future, brother. I'm just telling you up front of the future. That's all I'm telling. Second of all, it's glad to be adult in the room because that's why I call Elliot Flip Flop Parks because he did flip-flop so hardcore. And he's my favorite kind of flip-flop. I mean, Marks is crazy. He gets in his yelling rants and just says stuff against what he's saying. I know what's wrong with him. But Elliot is the kind of flip-flopper that'll come in here and say 3,500 yards and 28 touchdowns. And when he gets it this year, he'll be like, I told you 2 years ago he was going to get 3,500 yards and 21 touchdowns. See, I was just a year off. I never gave up on him. I always believe.
That's what he's trying to do right now. He's trying to quietly get back on the Hurts train, and we're not having it.
And I get it. I feel it. Opinions continue. But I mean, when he puts his chest out so hard, he talks to everybody like it's a fact.
Right.
So you talk to people when it's a fact. Don't come back to me with it was my opinion. Nah, bro. You went straight line on people and talked people down. That's what the problem is. Mm-hmm. And certainly, Mark, when you ask those bait trap questions like, well, could you win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts? Brad Johnson got a Super Bowl. Trent Dilfer got a Super Bowl. And what's the guy's name? Nick Foles got a Super Bowl. Who was asking, can you win a Super Bowl with Nick Foles before Nick Foles lucked up and got a
But he Super wasn't
Bowl.
Your starter. I'm not talking about an individual game. I'm talking about as like your franchise quarterback, right? Like, so Josh Allen, you obviously could win a Super Bowl with,
so
right?
Just to rebuttal that to you, too,
yeah.
About how it's not about just the quarterback because Aaron Rodgers only got one. He's supposed to get one every year. Can't get out of the second round of the playoffs. Okay, Wilson messed up on the line and didn't hand the ball off. He didn't get his second one. He's supposed to get back to the Super Bowl. So even the name brand dudes, Drew Brees, I can run down the list of these top five.
That
top
one quarterbacks, guys, that one Super Bowls, by
one
the way.
Super Bowl. So it's a team
okay.
game,
right.
and you got to have the team around the quarterback.
Guess what?
Too.
Guess what? Yeah, but
you
guess what?
Tell me the premium guy is not winning the Super Bowl.
But Black Gritty, Aaron Rodgers has sucked in those games. So it's not like it's because of the play around them that they have they haven't that, like he's been bad recently in these playoff games.
I know you're busy, you got the shows, you're taking them beautiful daughters out of the games. But if you watch Pat McAfee, Aaron Rodgers said it ain't his fault, baby. The team wasn't built up around him. I'm just saying what the quarterback tells everybody every year when he loses to the 49ers. I love the show. I love you guys. The flip-flops, I know you still listen. You just flip-flop hard on that, brother. Elliot, flip-flop hard. I'm in these streets. I'll talk to y'all.
All right, Black Ready, thank you.
I take him, man.
It's not a trick. He was in rare form today. We didn't hear from him last week, I don't think.
He had a lot to get off his chest.
It's not a trick question, and it's not complicated. Mm-hmm. It's you cannot win a Super Bowl with Nick Foles as your starting quarterback. As a backup in a big game, yes. But Nick Foles has never proven to be a starting quarterback from the beginning of the season until the end of the season. He gets injured, right? Like, Brad Johnson won a Super Bowl. He played pretty well in it, but that's not the norm. Mm-hmm. Is it like... Like what people want to say is that sure, if everything goes correct and the play around the quarterback is so great, of course you can win a Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts if you have the 85 Bears defense and you have this great team and it's a down league for the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is, can you win a Super Bowl with Josh Allen?
Yeah.
With Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
With Deshaun Watson?
I'll say this though: 3 years ago, we wouldn't have said we believe you're gonna win a Super Bowl with Josh Allen.
Okay. Entering his third year is when you thought I mean,
when he made the turn, it's one thing to say he's a good quarterback. I'm just saying, coming out, he was to be a top 10 pick, he was highly scrutinized as a top 10 pick.
He was.
Because there was a lot of raw ability there that needed to be molded and shaped into what it became.
Did have the raw ability. He had the ceiling.
Yes. Yeah. He had the ceiling, and the talent was in the body. That's the one thing that. That's why Jeffrey Lurie brought up Josh Allen, right? He's like, yeah, would you have said Josh Allen would have turned into the quarterback that he is?
It's almost
is.
Like he's listened to all the shows and the callers who believe in Jalen.
But with Josh Allen, it was true, though. There were a lot of people, including myself, who never saw him as the thrower that he is. He was always a runner because he's a big athlete. He did that more as a rookie than anything. But for him to develop as a passer the way that he has, not a lot of people saw that coming.
Well, not even just to where he becomes an adequate passer to where he's good enough to be an excellent passer. I mean, the development's
been unbelievable.
He's one of
the top five quarterback in football.
Yeah, his development's been unbelievable. Yeah. But if you go and you look down, I mean, there aren't a ton of quarterbacks that you would say, yes, you can win a set. Obviously, the Mahomes, and regardless of what Gritty says, the Aaron Rodgers and those guys.
Yes.
But, like, you know, I look at Kyler Murray. You can win a Super Bowl with Kyler Murray as your quarterback. Doesn't mean you're going to. He has the talent to do it. He's got the arm strength. He's got the athletic ability. With Jimmy Garoppolo, with better quarterback play, he might be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. One of the reasons why they lost is because of him.
Yeah.
Right? Like
they were trying to coach around his
man.
His deficiencies. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Kirk Cousins, you can't win a Super Bowl with Kirk Cousins. And Kirk Cousins has made a lot of money and thrown for a lot of yards and has a lot of wins.
Yeah. Yeah, and that, but lacks the big game gene. He lacks the big game gene.
That's his problem, you're right.
Yeah, he does. He lacks the. Remember he couldn't win on Monday Night Football?
No. Oh, my God. That was the record was.
Yeah. I think he finally won on Monday Night like last year, either 2 years ago, finally.
But it was always talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Jason in Swedesboro, New Jersey. Jason, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, John? Mike.
Hope what's you up, Jason?
Hi,
what's up,
Jason?
Brother?
I gotta get this off my chest.
Uh-oh.
It's been resting on my chest for a second now.
Oh.
Why am I hearing Chuck from Mount Airy talk about Carson Strong? Why am I hearing Carson Strong's name come from any caller's mouth? I'd rather hear Gardner Minshew, honestly. I cannot be hearing an undrafted free agent quarterback saying he's taking Jalen Hurts' job. I can't hear that right now. That's just slander to the highest degree. Can't be hearing it, John. And, John, I got a question for you.
Yes.
You said you wanted a game-changing quarterback, and then you immediately named Russell Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
John, what did Russell Wilson do without the Legion of Boom?
Won a ton of games.
Didn't he win a Super Bowl?
No, he didn't.
No.
Okay, well, Tom Brady also went 10 years between winning Super Bowls, and he's considered the greatest of all time, right?
Like, that's because Tom Brady has 7 rings, though.
But it's not just about, like, Aaron Rodgers also hasn't won a Super Bowl in a long time. Are you telling me that Aaron Rodgers isn't a game-changing player? Of course he is, right? Like, it doesn't guarantee you being a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. It means that you're a difference maker with the arm talent and the player that you are. And that's not what Jalen Hurts is at this point in his career. Or will ever be.
John, I will agree with you. That is, Jalen Hurts right now is not a difference maker, and Aaron Rodgers is, in fact, a difference maker. I would say in the regular season, though, because
postseason, they're terrible,
And honestly, when you look at this team, and then you talk about, and we kept talking about, what quarterback can win with this team? Jalen Hurts can win with this team, but we aren't even talking about the biggest issue is, we named Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers. They all have $40 million contracts and would never have this team. But they win with it, absolutely. This team is very well structured. Jalen Hurts can win a Super Bowl with this team. I fully believe that. If he takes the step that I believe he will take...
Why couldn't they have this team? First of all, you're overrating what this team is. But why couldn't they have this team?
Well, it's just too much money. The cap space, they wouldn't have.
For everybody that says
magic, he could get it.
No, I know, but for everybody that said that the cap's the biggest bunch of crap in sports, the NFL salary cap's the biggest bunch of crap in sports. Look what the Rams are doing. Rams sign everybody.
They're just signing a super team. But John, look, like I said, I agree with the points that you made as well. I agree with, and like I gotta say, by the way, I respect you because you always go down with whoever you support and you don't flip flop like you said, like Elliot does.
Yep.
And I agree with Elliot today, but I will say this now. Elliot was on my nerves every single week during the season because I'd turn on the radio and it'd be a different take from Elliot about Jalen Hurts. He'd go from one week, Jalen Hurts is gonna be the next franchise quarterback for the 5 weeks.
Well, see, that's really
exactly
Jason, and appreciate
exactly,
it.
Exactly, Jason, yes.
The reason why I
the callers that listen to the show, they know Elliot. They know.
He tries to play the game. What are you talking about?
Yes.
But, because here's the problem. And we even said this to him last year. Said, you don't have to go to the extreme to prove that you believe in Jalen Hurts and he's going to have a good season, right?
Right.
He had to go to the extreme with the 35 touchdowns and 12 wins and all this other stuff. So when he got scared, when he saw that wasn't going to happen, that's when he freaked out and he went on the other side.
Panic.
Instead of just saying, listen, I expect a jump by Jalen Hurts this year and I think he's going to win a lot of games and he's going to be very productive. It had to be 35 touchdowns and everything else.
I got to give OG Wade a lot of credit. He's the only one that was able to maneuver and change as he needed to without bailing at any point, right? You know, sometimes the tone in the voice got a little softer because there was a stretch there where, man, he was taking it on the chin every week calling about the Duke.
Yeah.
He wasn't no damn Duke then. He was Dookie, right? he wasn't a Duke back then, right? I give OG Wade a lot of credit. You know, at least he figured out a way to stay in there with his guy. But at the same time, you got to take the blows with him. You got to be in there in the tough times and the good times. Ain't that right, Mickey?
I feel like he's my son.
Mickey's coming back. He got 2 hits today in Double A.
There you go.
And Pavetta threw a complete game, 9 inning.
Was that 2 in a row?
Nah.
So this is the last start you're talking about.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I knew that a couple days ago he had a complete game. Shut up.
Way to point that out, John.
I'm just saying, I thought he had 2 in a row. It was a 2-hit shutout or something.
If he had 2 in a row complete games, I would have been on cloud 9.
Well, if he didn't have 10 cents in his head, he'd probably be a good starting pitcher because he's got the talent. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, 215-592-9494. Coming up, your phone calls. If we threw this out there with the 76ers, would you trade Maxey for a star this offseason? Also, the Eagles and the Phillies. Ringing endorsement from Dave Dombrowski regarding Joe Girardi.
Next question.
As his manager before the game last night? Get to that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Don't go anywhere. Do I have something here, Jack?
Flag and Anthem.
Wow, that's right, Flag and Anthem. All the gear you need for the unofficial start of the summer, from versatile shirts, insanely soft tees, comfortable stretch shorts, swim, and more. Flag and Anthem is my go-to brand for premium quality clothes that I wear every day, and I literally wear them every day. They're having a huge summer kickoff sale this weekend. So Thursday through Monday, you get 30% off. Thursday through Monday to celebrate Memorial Day weekend. Warm weather staples like short sleeve shirts, graphic tees, hybrid shorts, flagandanthem.com. Real clothes for real life. Visit flagandanthem.com. And again, 30% off. Use the code 30MDW. 30MDW this Thursday through Monday at flagandanthem.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Swing and a fly ball right center field. That's going to get down for a base hit. It'll split the outfielders and go to the wall. 2 runs have scored. Here comes Quinn flying around third. He will score standing up. No throw to the plate. And it's grounded fair. Just past the third base bag. It goes all the way down the line. It's going to go all the way to the corner. Schwarber around third. He's going to get home to score. JT headed for third. He's there with a triple. Swing and a high fly ball deep right center field, going over Acuna, and nobody gets it. I think some miscommunication. Realmuto will score. Camargo coming around third. Here's the throw to the plate, and he is safe. They say he got his hand in on the plate. And the pitch swung on, line to center, coming on for Duvall. He won't get there. It's base hit. And Bohm is home to score, and Gene Segura with an RBI single will make it 7-0 Phillies.
Oh, yeah, that's how it sounded last night on WIP as the Phils get a much-needed series-opening win. They hold on to beat the Braves 7-3. Zach Wheeler, good, ran into some trouble in the seventh, didn't make it out of the seventh, but nevertheless, with the win, 10 strikeouts, no walks, 2 earned runs, and then the bullpen came in and did what they had to do.
Yeah, good win last night. You know, I don't know. Maybe this team doesn't like playing down at CBP. I don't know. You know, they on the road, another win for them in Atlanta on the road. So we need to get them going, man. That's 2 in a row. I don't want to get overly excited, but man, let's keep this going. Atlanta certainly isn't what they were last year, and you know, winning the World Series can sometimes do that.
Yep.
To you, and losing your best player. Although I know Ronald Acuna Jr. is their best player, but Freddie Freeman was the lifeline of that ball club.
Oh, yeah.
He's not there anymore. And I don't know if that didn't have a lasting impact on that clubhouse. They just don't look like the same Braves, man. They really don't. And so maybe it takes them a little while longer to sort of get out of that haze.
Yeah,
they got hot
last year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you buy the notion that like getting away from here and all the expectations of the ballpark can kind of
no. Yes. I do.
I don't believe it in this case because the Phillies have people were excited, but it's still not the Eagles, right? Like, I think for a team going out and bonding on the road and getting away from families and things like that can maybe have them concentrate on focus on the games. I don't think they're at a dis. I don't think that it's a. I don't think it's a bad or a toxic culture here to where there's a lot of negativity and that's why they're losing games.
No, it's not about it being a toxic culture or it being bad. It's just more pressure. You're at home. We talk about it every day. And the thing that's different about the Eagles with the Phillies is that the Eagles only have to answer these questions once a week, basically.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, the Phillies, they have a 7-game homestand, and you lose 3 in a row, you got to answer those questions 3 days in a row as to what happened that night before. And these young players on this team, I do believe some of them do feel that, you know, Alec Bohm give him all the credit in the world being able to bounce back from that situation earlier in the season. I thought it was a little bit overblown, but he's able to bounce back from it. Sometimes we talk about that situation like somehow we all came down on him, he came out of it. No, he brought that upon himself because he was caught on camera mouthing words that you know damn well is not going to fly well in this city, right. But they handled it perfectly. He handled it perfectly. All was forgiven. He's been able to bounce back from that. But it doesn't mean that the pressure of performing in front of your home crowd doesn't add something to it. And the fact that he went through that earlier doesn't mean that these players didn't necessarily feel that. And so I'm not saying it's our fault or anything. Maybe it's just the makeup of the team. Somehow they feel a lot better when they go on the road and they feel a little more freer to just go ahead and play.
They're 11-13 at home and 9-9 on the road.
What's their runs? It seemed like they score more on the road.
Last I looked, they were the number one offense in baseball on the road.
Yeah, it seems like they score more runs on the road.
They're like 21st at home.
Wow. Yeah. No, and that would go to your less pressure.
At least for the just batters, it seemed like. At least they go out there and hit the ball. Yeah.
And they seem like they have more energy for some reason.
Like, again, I don't. Maybe it's just showing us what this team's DNA is, that maybe they can't. You got to win here.
Yeah, Jack, can we just schedule road games so that's
here? Yeah, schedule all road games.
That's what makes it so weird because they traditionally have been really good at home,
yes,
even these last couple years when they struggle, and they'd be terrible on the road. It's like completely flipped with mostly the same team DNA except for Schwarber and Castellanos.
Now, I will say the pitchers are pitching well at home and on the road.
Starting pitching's been
great.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about, starting pitching. So they've been pitching well at home and on the road. But for some reason, the bats – I think about that Padres and Dodgers series, man. It was like pulling teeth getting through those 7 games.
Man, it was bad. And you know what? Like, they didn't have to hit home runs last night to score runs, right? Like, so often with this team, and listen, a lot of teams in baseball, you score runs when you're hitting home runs. And last night, I don't even think they didn't have a home run last night, so scored 7 runs.
Reese with a big hit last night.
Cleared him.
Yeah, just a good win, man. And you beat a team. They are still the defending World Series champs until somebody else wins. So I know they aren't as good as they were last year, but, you know, you go on the road down there, that's a quality win in your column. And, hell, if the Braves don't want to show up, let's take all 3 of them.
Yeah.
Take all 3 of them.
Let's do it. Yeah. You predicted 5-2 on this road trip.
Five and
so you're 1-0.
Feeling good.
That a guy.
Even though they didn't cover last night, I took the under.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah.
Man.
I'll take the win over the bet win.
That's
not really what I feel.
Yeah, no, because I would not say that. I would like both, but if I'm choosing money or a win.
I'm not like Jack. He's out there betting against the team so that they will win.
Yeah.
I tried last night, but it kept getting locked. They locked the money line. So I didn't waste $5.
You didn't waste it.
But I wanted to.
Good for you. All right, so before the game, this is before the game, right? Right, Jack. So Dave Dombrowski, the GM of the Phillies, speaking and was asked about Joe Girardi, and he said, "I don't ever get into evaluating managers during the season. As I've always said to people, Joe's been fine. I talked to Joe Joe's been fine. I talk to Joe and communicate with him all the time. And I'll just say this. My support of a manager is that they're managing. If I didn't support them, they wouldn't be managing. Joe's our manager, and I'm happy to be working with him. Hey, we're all in a position that we're not happy with the way the club has played. Joe, myself, the players, we have to be better. So there you go. I mean, like I know, Jack, you read into this as being like, well, that wasn't a very good endorsement. They didn't pick up the final. They didn't pick up an option year on his contract. They've already shown you what they think of Joe Girardi. Yep. This dude's got, he's managing for his job.
Doesn't really act like it, though.
No, it's weird. And do you get anything out of this as far as, because he also talked about, he was asked about the patience that the owner has, John Middleton, and, you know, he spoke about that as well. But he said, gee, he's been very supportive and blah, 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 blah. But he acknowledged, like, you don't spend this kind of money to be a couple games under 500.
Yeah, I mean, listen, what it says to me is that we're not going to rush and do anything right now. And I don't think they should. Because I don't know what there is to be done. Like, unless you're giving me a candidate that you're going to bring in here that you know is going to change something. What it sounds to me like is Dombrowski sort of feels like it's – he's not going to obviously say it's the players because he's responsible for these players that have been brought in, and the new ones anyway. But he's really telling you that it's the players who aren't performing to expectation. Right, and he knows Joe's hands are tied to a degree. He's a smart baseball man. He understands managers can only do so much. So from a GM, I would imagine when a team is not performing at the level of the expectations that you have set forth, you're gonna sit back and observe, and then you're also gonna want to know what's it like in that clubhouse. You're gonna talk to team leaders. You're gonna pull a team leader to the side when you get a chance to. Right, you may pull the trainer to the side when you get a chance to, because you just really want to know what are they observing. Is there something here that I don't see? I'm not a clubhouse person, meaning the GM. Mm-hmm. GM's like, Howie Roseman isn't going where he shouldn't be, and he certainly wasn't when I was playing here. Neither was Joe Banner. Hell, Andy Reid. They don't hang in the locker room.
Yeah.
That's the player sanctity. It wasn't that they didn't come down and visit or whatever, but they're not hanging around in a locker room. That's where the players are at. That's their area to be at. So I would imagine Dave Dombrowski isn't down in the clubhouse and in the locker room very often. But when a team isn't playing well, he's going to want to know what the hell's going on.
He's talking to everybody. What's the feel of the clubhouse right now?
Yes, what's going on right now?
He might be talking to an agent that has a couple of players on the team, reaches out and says, hey, you know, what are the guys saying?
Yep.
Like, are they happy? Well, you know, and these conversations happen all the time.
And if you don't hear enough people saying it's Joe Girardi, it's the manager, this manager is clueless, he doesn't know what the hell he's doing, that's the only time I think you really get someone fired in the middle of the season. Because if the players are still playing for him and they still believe in him, then the GM just has to sit back and kind of let it play itself out.
Yeah, agreed.
So and he's a veteran GM. He's fired guys before, so it's not like he's afraid.
Yep. He fired a manager 6 games into a season.
So it's not like he's afraid to do it. It must be that he's not getting intel that says Joe Girardi is an issue in the clubhouse for everybody.
I think the players are like, listen, we need to be better. It's not
– Right, yeah, they're taking accountability. Yeah, as they should be. Yes, as they should be. Yep.
And they know Mickey's about 6 games away from being back, and the season can really start then.
Hey, waiting on Mick.
I saw a Twitter poll by one of our shows that said who plays who gets the most starts in center field for the rest of the season. It was the Dubel, Mickey, Moniz, whoever else.
Roman Quinn.
Yeah, Moniak was like 80%. He's going to get most of the starts the rest of the year.
Yep. That speaks to the other guys.
Well, it speaks to people.
Roman's hot right now.
It speaks to people being delusional. Odubel will start the most games in center field for the rest of the season. Without a doubt, it's a lock.
Lock. Probably a veteran. All-star. All-star?
Odubel?
Yeah.
Sadly, yes.
Yeah.
If Moniak comes up and starts smashing the ball, then yeah, he's going to play. He's going to play games.
But you know he's not doing that for the rest of the season.
No.
So, yeah.
Come on.
Moniak is right-handed. Left-handed?
Left-handed.
Yeah.
Bro's right-handed, though.
Oh, man. One of those guys. I just switched over to be a lefty because that's the easier side to hit from.
I wish I could have been that guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Bryce.
Yeah.
Throws right-handed, but bats left-handed.
All right. Twitter
question. Like Chase did the same thing, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of players.
Chase, Bryce, Moniak, all three.
Which name
in the same category
doesn't fit? Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team, no Philly sales tax, plenty of free parking. Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville or online marks-jewelers.com. Joe in Philly. Joe, what do you know? What's up?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
What's up, Joe?
Well, when I called up, you guys were talking football, but then it was on hold here. It's about baseball.
No, we can talk
about whatever you want to talk about, brother.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, interesting. You know, football, I just thought you were a little early in the season, early in the off season to be predicting where the Eagles are going to finish or how many wins. And, you know, their roster isn't complete yet. I don't know what Howie's got left up his sleeve, but he's got 5 months left to make some pretty interesting moves, you know?
Well, you think there's another significant move out there that would change your outlook on the team?
I don't know. I mean, if they could get a safety that knocks the snot out of the guy, that would be a really nice pickup, you know?
Well, it'd also be a new era of football. I mean, that's not today's game.
Yeah, well, it's a shame. Because
yeah, you knock the snot out of somebody, that's going to cost you $25,000.
I guess if you hit them legally, right? But, I don't know, Jalen, I think that kid's got heart, I'm on board this year to see, show me what you got, kid, with what he has, another big back, to help out the running game would help, and see where they, roll the dice and see where they go.
You put the big back in it because we wanted a big back for I don't know how many years,
we didn't like Jordan Howard?
No.
I think he's tired, but I mean, just
he's tired. Or retired.
Yeah. I just somebody, in those short yardage,
Yeah.
You can't have Jalen running the ball then,
I don't know. Joe, I don't know if they have Boston Scott might be the short yardage guy, but
Joe wants big backs and hard hitting safeties.
And Hart.
Hart.
Yeah. Hart's always
the 2003 Eagles.
See, I was going to say, yeah, it sounds like old school football to me.
Does to me too. But see, Joe, here's the thing, and I get it. It's like, hey, listen, it's early in the offseason. I'm happy with where they are right now. Let's just, why do you have to debate what's going to happen in the season? Well, it's kind of what we do.
Yeah, we think we're going to do. Go on vacation till August?
Believe me, I would love for the season to start right now. We don't have the benefit of that.
Yeah, if Rod wants to let me come back in August when the training camp starts, I'm all for that.
Now,
no
that
problem.
Would be awesome.
Right. Yeah, we take off when the Eagles take off.
Is that
off.
What Angelo's going to end up doing?
Maybe at least get Wednesdays.
Almost.
No, yeah, I would love to do that too. But, first of all, no football fan of mine, friend of mine, would want to do that. We're talking about the team right now.
Oh, yeah, this is the best time of the year, man.
Hell, yeah.
This is you can suspend all disbelief, right? You can believe in whatever you want to at this time of the year.
Like OG Wade, he's as delusional now as he is during the season, too. Mad Mike's with us. Mad Mike, how are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for calling in with that stunning amount of information. Oh, Jalen's got heart, and we need a hard-hitting safety. Real good call. Thanks a lot, buddy. Call back a lot more.
Don't be mean.
That's a great idea. Joe.
Joe was a very nice guy. Now we need more.
Yeah. Also, is Brandon Graham susceptible to caller-on-caller crime? Because if you call in and you're just listening, I think that opens you up to caller-on-caller crime.
Honestly, when he called in.
That's a good point.
When he called in, I was like, thank God Mike didn't call in.
Don't call back until you get 10 sacks in a season, nerd. Go hit the weight.
Oh, God.
Nerd.
Like, geez. Oh, my God. I hope he's here listening. I hope he heard that.
No, he's not listening.
Anyway,
he's not listening.
You know what? First, I was going to call and say I didn't want to listen to people be positive on Jalen all off season. But actually, I want them to be because I want everybody's head to explode when he has another mediocre season and they go 9-8 and they're wondering, hey, we put all these players around Jalen. I guess he's really all that hard, intangible nonsense is just nonsense.
Well, I mean, it is important, but talent is also important.
Yeah, well, guess what? Jalen doesn't have it.
Now,
guys, be positive all off season. I can't wait till your heads explode like the Scanners movie.
Yeah, but you know what?
12-5, Mad Mike. Oh. 12-5 this year.
Yeah. What did you go on the record on the show? How many wins, Mike?
I haven't yet. No, I'm going to say they're probably going to go 9-8.
All right, I think that's fair. I said 10.
That's not fair. 9-8.
Well, Jack, how many Jack?
He had 8 wins.
I went up to 9 after Bradbury.
Yeah.
And don't you start calling me flip-flopper. That's only 1 win.
It's not flip-flopper. I mean, you're allowed to improve your...
Yeah.
Yeah. No, the flip-flop can't be on predictions unless you are... Now, I can't go from 12-5 to 8-9.
No.
Yeah, I can't do that.
Well, unless the whole team gets injured.
Yeah, so...
Sure.
Yeah, so the flip-flop is more or less on the player, right? I guess it could be on a team. But, I mean, we all want the team to do well.
Yeah, right. Now it seems more player-related, take-related than anything else.
Unless you said the team was going to the Super Bowl or something like that. You make one of those type of
proclamations.
You went
from the Super Bowl to no wins
or no playoffs.
Right. I had a lot of feedback on our Elliott spot, in particular the second segment. And people were saying thank you for holding him accountable because he has the arrogant, super-duper stick-my-chest-out take, and then he goes off of it like that.
Yeah.
And we needed to hold him accountable, and we did.
Yeah. Yeah, you know this is a show. We hold each other accountable.
We do.
Correct.
Yep.
So I'm not allowed to talk about Will anymore.
We did yesterday. Yeah, what are you talking about? You're always talking about him.
Well, you guys are finally seeing the light. That's what
no, I that's why I don't want you to talk about him because you're...
I want you to talk about Wilt so I can rip Kareem.
Yeah, you do use it for that. You're talking about trick shots.
Yes. Bill Russell caught it too. Mr. 6'7".
Yep.
44% from the field.
And that was because Bob Cousy had to open up his mouth.
Yep.
Because J.J. Redick said he played with plumbers and electricians. A vicious cycle, man.
It is a cycle.
Let's go to Chris in Pensauken, who Chris is one of the few positive Sixer fans that I've talked to recently. Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
What's up, Chris?
That guy 2 calls ago, that nice gentleman that got picked on.
Yes.
They already got the back. His name's Kennedy Brooks out of Oklahoma. He would have been drafted. We signed him
And they paid him over $200,000 guaranteed.
I watch Oklahoma a lot because I want a lot of money. That kid's a flat-out animal. He runs over people. He's like 225, 6 foot, and he's like a 4.5 40.
Yeah, I think they envision him as a part of a running back rotation possibly in the future, right? Like he can be the in-between-the-tackles guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me ask you two a question because you do it every day.
Yeah.
At least deal with sports 24/7, basically. If you're a GM, and I'm not saying Howie, anyone, like a lesser team, like Jacksonville or something, you got like 3 picks in the 7th round. Why would you not pick a kid like that sat out the whole junior year due to COVID? You just let him go and let the Eagles just give him cash? Why wouldn't, like other teams, like Howie seems like, to me, this year, he paid, the scouting staff must know that a lot of these guys must have been draft worthy. He paid a lot of guys big money, man. For not even
because they didn't have the
getting,
draft picks, they didn't have the total draft pick money.
Yeah, but I would think other teams would follow that skit too. So I don't know, maybe I'm wrong, but I just see a couple of those guys that weren't drafted that we signed that I watched in college.
Yeah,
football, of course.
No, but listen, Chris, you bring up a great point, and it could be something that we see becomes a more of a trend moving forward, especially for teams like the Eagles this year who traded away a lot of their picks. That means they have that rookie draft money still available. They only have to pay 5 players, so now they got the rest of that draft money they can split up amongst those undrafted guys, and that's probably why they went after a lot of top undrafted players because they could give them more money.
And now, Ike or John, would you notice, do they have a cap for that signing undrafted free, or they can just pay them anything?
I could be wrong.
Is that a dumb question?
No, it's not a dumb question because I think there is an allotment of money for you to sign your rookies, your rookie class, right?
Okay.
And so because the rookie wage scale is set in there, there's money left over. So the Eagles had money left over to go spend on some of these undrafted rookies.
Sorry, Chris, we got to run.
Right? I think that's how it works. I could be wrong.
Yeah, so contract for draft picks are predetermined by a formula, blah, 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 blah. It's called a rookie compensation pool. So I would assume that would be undrafted guys included, too.
Right,
it says
yes,
rookie.
Yes.
Even though they weren't drafted there. Because by the 7th round, like they're about the same, right?
Yes.
And it might be a numbers game where Jacksonville says, well, we're not going to take a running back because we already have too many on our roster as it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys would much rather not be drafted so they can choose
exactly
where they want to go.
Exactly. Teams that they have a better chance of actually making the team on. Yep, I agree.
Yep. All right. 215-592-9494.
All I know is that every last one of these guys got more of a signing bonus than I did.
Yeah. Yeah,
I mean, undrafted guys. Like, every last one of the undrafted guys did.
Carson Strong and his one knee that he has.
Yeah, what did he get?
Well, it's not. It's guaranteed.
I mean,
money.
Guaranteed money. Yeah,
he got 200 and some odd. So
I didn't think he got the most though. Didn't the corner get the most?
Was it from Clemson?
Yeah, I think he got upwards like 300.
Kennedy Brooks, the running back Chris was talking about from Oklahoma, got 240 guaranteed.
Ooh. That's a pretty big number.
Yeah, it is, and I forget who wrote about it.
You remember the last time they took an undrafted running back and gave him a lot of money? What happened that season?
Corey Clement.
Clement.
No, he's a Cowboys fan.
He's a Super Bowl hero, though, for us.
No, not for Jack. It's like the first thing you think about him.
We can't do the accountability thing a second ago and not so hold even Super Bowl champions accountable.
No, I know, but winning is being a part of a Super Bowl winning team. Trump's for being a Cowboy fan, no matter how much you want to make it about.
Not in this city.
But yes, the cornerback from was it Clemson, and I'm struggling to find
Zach McPherson. No, I forget his name.
No, I don't know his name either. But one from Clemson and one from
is it Casey
Alabama.
Jensen?
Alabama.
Casey Jensen?
No, it's not. It's not
that's my name, man. That's mine.
215-592-9494. It is Marks and Reese. Coming up top five at five, Herb wants to knock Mad Mike out. Herb from Northeast Philly.
I got the tightest strike zone you ever seen.
And some other people also reacting to Mad Mike. Your phone calls. OG Wade, Kimberly, the vice president of the LTBB. Your phone calls. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, top five, five with Jack next. What do I have here, Jack?
BetMGM.
BetMGM, king of sportsbooks. Pitching baseball fans a chance to swing for the fences. Just register using code MARKS200. And win $200 in free bets when you place a $10 money line wager on any Major League Baseball game. And if either team hits a home run, you win, regardless of your bet's outcome. Enjoy baseball like never before with BetMGM's daily promotions at your fingertips all season long. Sign up today. Find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.